The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, it's National Love Day.
Tony Kornheiser, shout out Kevin, and Stan, and Mike, and Reggie, Davis III, Darlene, Free Love, which I should have been involved in, but it never happened for me.
You forgot one, and I know you remember the person I'm going to mention, Christy Love.
Oh, sure.
Wasn't there a show, Christy Love, at Detective,
yes.
High Detective Show? Yeah.
Yeah. Detective Show. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Aaron Rodgers speculation, NBA rule changes, and an NFL matchup tonight featuring the last two number one overall picks. But we begin today again with baseball and the tightening at the top of the AL wildcard race. The Yankees lost last night even with Gerrit Cole pitching. Toronto beat them 6-5 on a Bo Bichette home run. So here's the picture right now. The Yankees are in first place by one game. Boston, which won last night, is in second place. Seattle, which again beat Oakland, is a half game out, and Toronto is one out and will send Cy Young favorite Robbie Ray out to face the Yankees tonight. Wilbon, we're going to do this every day until it's decided.
Good.
So who do
good.
You project to be the top two now? Top two.
Tony, I'm not going to change, even though the Yankees put themselves, you know, a bit of a perilous situation losing that game last night. I'm gonna go with the Yankees bouncing back to win tonight and holding the position, even if not increasing it. So I'm gonna say Yankees and Red Sox. I said this yesterday and the day before. I'm not gonna jump off the positioning just yet, even though, Tone, I mean, Seattle, as you mentioned, they have got this momentum, this crazy momentum.
Yeah.
They've been on the roll. They've been hotter than any team in baseball for the last 12, 13 days. So I can see making a case, huh? Oh, well, other than the Cardinals. Well, the Cardinals are now a mere 17-1 over the last 18. But I'm going to stay with the Yankees and Sox, even though I may be rooting for sort of Seattle and Toronto.
Okay, so I'm going to stay with Boston, the same reasoning as yesterday, and I'm glad they won, because they are facing last-place teams. Baltimore has the worst record in the American League, and my Washington Nationals, since the trade deadline, are 17-39, which is appalling. But I think the Yankees are in a little bit of trouble. Now, I'll tell you why. Because I like Robbie Ray. I like Robbie Ray. These games are in Toronto. I like Robbie Ray pitching. And then it's the Tampa situation. I know Tampa has nothing to play for because they've clinched home field until the World Series. They hate the Yankees, Mike.
I know, Tone, but they got to look at their own situation. Like, how do they best get prepared to maybe even meet the Yankees in the playoffs? Like, do they rest their people? Football, they rest their people. I mean, baseball's another
deal. I don't know
deal.
That you
we
do this in baseball.
Right.
In fact, in baseball, sometimes you go to bullpen games and you get everybody pitching for an inning or two, and that can hurt the Yankees.
Yes, it could work.
I like you. I like Seattle. Seattle is at home for the games against the Angels. And the Angels right now, because of Shohei Ohtani, who's not going to pitch anymore, but because of the possibility that he might leave, Joe Maddon is far more concerned with that than the end of the season. So I could see Seattle sneaking up there, although the fact of the matter is we will talk about this tomorrow and I will say something completely different, and you might also.
I might. Because, you know, listen, the fewer games you have left, the bigger one result is.
That's right.
And so, you know, Thursday night's result winds up being bigger relatively than Wednesday's result. So, yes, we could switcheroo. Charles Robinson of Yahoo has an intriguing column today on Aaron Rodgers' future. Robinson notes that Rodgers effusively praised Pittsburgh, the Steelers' defense, and especially head coach Mike Tomlin slurped him on Tuesday's Pat McAfee show, and he wonders whether that could be an indication that Rodgers wants to play in Pittsburgh after this season. Tom, could you see Aaron Rodgers actually joining the team he's facing Sunday?
Yeah. So, I mean, my feeling about this is that Aaron Rodgers talks in code, all right? He telegraphs his moves by talking in code. This column was read to me. Two things stood out to me. One was his mention that Pittsburgh was a blue-collar city.
Yeah.
Right? These are the blue-collar cities in the NFL. There's Pittsburgh, there's Green Bay, there's Detroit, there's Cleveland, there's Buffalo. That's pretty much it. For Rodgers to draw that parallel indicates to me that he is serious about going to Pittsburgh. Also, as you say, his effusive praise of Mike Tomlin, specifically what he said was, he likes what Tomlin says after games. That's a very small point, Mike, but it's a tremendous shot at Matt LaFleur. Because after the first game this season, when Matt LaFleur called it an embarrassment, and Rodgers said, that's his word. That's his word. I'll just call it game one. So both of these things in conjunction lead me to believe that if he's looking for the Tom Brady circumstance where he joins an already good team and pushes them over the top, that yes, Pittsburgh could be that. Now, there are other teams. Pittsburgh could be that team, yes.
The only person I have heard praise Mike Tomlin this effusively is you. I mean, Aaron Rodgers sound like you have been in love with Mike Tomlin since the first day you heard him speak. And
to hear him talk. Yeah.
And you know what? I know this with you, and I suspect it with Aaron Rodgers. It's genuine. It's genuine. Sometimes people just have a certain connection. And they just, you know, what the other person is and what he's about appeals athletically to some of the all-time greats and some of the most talented players. You see this in every sport. And so I believe that Aaron Rodgers is sincere in this praise, and he's drawn to Mike Tomlin on some level. And if Big Ben, who looks like he's, I hate to say this because I love Ben Roethlisberger too.
Those really are
two favorite quarterbacks over the last 20 years. Then there'll be a spot, right, if they move on from Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers looks at it like, well.
Yeah, no, there's an opening there. And let me say this about Tomlin. Because of Roethlisberger, if you've watched him over the last 13 or 14 years when he's coached, he lets his quarterback be a quarterback. Rodgers is going to like that. But I also look at this, Mike. I think Rodgers is going to send love letters to teams and to coaches all year long. And I wonder what he's going to say before they play Chicago on October 17th. And before they play Washington on October 24th. And before they play Minnesota on November 21st. Because Rodgers is setting it up for the Brady effect. He wants a team that's ready to go. We move on.
Yeah.
The NBA announced today it will crack down on the efforts of offensive players to draw fouls by using non-basketball maneuvering. Now, what do we mean by that? We mean players like James Harden and Trae Young get a defender into the air, then they jump into him to draw a foul. Those calls are gone. Wilbon, do you expect a significant impact from this decision?
No, because I think that this will be called in the preseason like every chance they get. It'll be called a lot in October and early November. And then by Christmas, we're going to forget all about this. I just think that's the nature of it, Tony. And I understand these points of emphasis. We got one in the NFL right now, which is embarrassing the league as far as I'm concerned with taunting. I'm not for taunting. But sometimes points of emphasis, basically, you're telling your game officials, look, step outside yourself. Help us out a little bit. Help a brother out. We want to get rid of this. And then usually that's junk. The NBA got rid of all the defense that it got rid of, like the NFL, because it wanted you to be able to see the artistry of the Trae Youngs and James Hardens and Steph Currys and Luka Doncic's. And I get that, Tony. But points of emphasis need to be there for a while, and then they need to go away, and you need to let the natural course of the game play out. And if we can see the craftsmanship on the part of the players you and I just mentioned, this is a good thing.
So I like the notion of this rule. I like it to hang out there. I like it to be enforced. I agree with you, it may not be enforced in April and May, but I'd like it to be enforced in the beginning. So the same way with taunting, that a coach can say to a player, this is what taunting looks like, don't do this. And a coach can say to a player, this is what drawing a foul looks like, don't do this. I understand that the top two people who get fouled are Joel Embiid and Antetokounmpo, because they're banging in the paint and they get hit. But the fact that Trae Young is tied for third with Zion, that he goes to the line almost nine times
Harden,
a game.
Harden too.
And that right under him is Bradley Beal, and right under him is Harden, and right under him is Lillard. These are shooters who have become adept at drawing fouls not in the paint, but way outside. And I think we both agree. We know what a foul is. We know when a guy gets hammered. We know when he ought to go to the line. And we also know when you duck your shoulder and you leap into somebody to draw a foul, that that's not really what it's about.
Well,
and that
Tone,
should not be rewarded.
It slows the game. It puts people at the line too many times. So I'm going to start down the path of agreeing with you. But
okay.
There's a way to modify it. I don't know if point of emphasis
yes,
will
sure.
lead to a modification. But I know that you love watching all the guys you just mentioned. You love watching them. These are
I
guys who have the ball
yes.
and can manipulate the game.
Mike, I love watching them. I don't love watching them take foul shots.
Okay.
I love watching
That's
them
fair.
Take threes and go to the bench. That's all I'm saying. No
yeah.
cheap fouls. If a guy's playing honest defense, don't hurt him. Let's
right.
take a break. But coming up, Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow face each other tonight. Which one is in the better situation?
And Kyler Murray and Matthew Stafford are both early MVP, maybe favorites. So who would you rather have when their teams play each other Sunday?
James Harden led the league in foul shots 6 straight years.
I know.
A guard shouldn't do that. That's craziness.
But Tony,
to me,
the emphasis
right?
on perimeter play and 3-point shooting has led to that. And most people love it.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, considers coming up with a higher purpose for his life, then flips on the TV and watches the Jaguars play the Bengals. What's first?
Toss-up. They play on Sunday. Which quarterback would you rather have, Kyler Murray or Matthew Stafford?
This is so obvious where we're both going here. I don't have a house in Arizona where Wilbon is sitting, and I would like to spend the rest of my life in the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. Look, let me say this about Kyler Murray. He's 24 years old. He's the most exciting player in the NFL. You got to watch him when he's got his hands on the ball. It's like Luka Doncic in basketball. You got to watch him. He's compelling. Sometimes he throws it away to the other team, though. He's got 4 interceptions. Matthew Stafford has 9 touchdowns and 1 pick. I sat here when they traded him to the Rams, and I said he's going to be the MVP and they're going to be in the Super Bowl. I cannot back away from that now. He's what happens when you got a pretty good team and you get a really good quarterback.
After 20 years, you would think that when you say, I know we're both going on this, you would get it right. Not the case here. You still don't know.
Really?
Tony,
really?
Like you, I love watching the kid here in the desert. I love
it's
it.
Great.
But, Tone, he throws it away. I called you week one, and I said to you, look, I know he has these spectacular days. He had a 5-touchdown, no interception day to start the season. But, Tone, he'll throw it to the other team. I worry about it.
Yes.
I watch it. I love it. I watch every snap. I don't just watch the red zone, okay? I watch the Cardinals pretty much every snap at some point that day or during the week. It's Stafford right now because I think Stafford being older, he's made those mistakes in Detroit for a whole career.
That's right.
He wants to get away from them. The answer right now is Stafford.
Next.
Toss up, they play tonight. Who's in the better position, Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow?
This isn't the first time they played. They played for the national championship 2 years ago. And LSU won big. And Joe Burrow had 5 touchdowns passing and 1 running. And he passed for, let me get the number, a cool 463 yards. And Trevor Lawrence passed for 200-something. Look, Jacksonville stinks. They've lost, I think, their last 18 in a row, something like that. The promise there is not just Trevor Lawrence. It's Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. But what if in a year or two, Urban Meyer says, I'm done. It's not working out for me. I'm leaving. He's done that before. I look at Burrow, and I know that Cincinnati is an inept franchise for a long time. But they've gone to the Super Bowl with 2 different quarterbacks in their lives. They weren't always the Bungles. This guy is from Ohio. He's local. They got a good receiver with him. I think he's got a chance to be special in Cincinnati.
His case is overstated. I don't mean by you. I mean by everybody that slurps these people all the time and wants to tell you they're all the next Joe Montana. He's got a better circumstance. The Cincinnati is a better team, and they're closer to something, Tony. Now, by the way, Jacksonville is near, I mean, they're near Tampa Bay land with John McKay years ago when he was asked about, you know, the team's execution. I mean, it's one of the great lines in the history of sports in America.
It is.
They're near that when you've lost 18 in a row. So it ain't Jacksonville, you're not going to take over anybody except maybe a team near and dear to me.
A team in college or maybe your Bears. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come. Devin Williams breaks his hand by punching a wall. How badly will the Brewers miss him?
Man, and how concerned should the Ravens be about Lamar Jackson's ailing back? Do we think that happened when he dived into the end zone? Do we think that?
It's certainly possible. By the way, the Bengals' crime, their sin was they were cheap. They weren't a bad team. They were cheap, and they never did the things to improve.
That's right.
You know.
They had the worst practice field in the history.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 34th birthday, Kenley Jansen. A longtime closer for the Dodgers is having a renaissance lately. After some rough patches and a lot of booing in recent seasons, Jansen has been lights out in August and September. Over those months, Jansen is 3-0 with a 1.37 ERA, 14 saves, and a 1.12 batting average against in 26 games. The oddest thing about Jansen is he came up with the Dodgers as a catcher. He never even tried pitching until 2009. The Dodgers have the most formidable starting four in baseball with Kershaw, Buehler, Urias, and Scherzer, but nobody goes through the playoffs without a dependable closer. Over the course of this season, Jansen has 37 saves with 85 Ks in 67 and two-thirds innings. You like apples? How about them apples?
Yeah, Tony, the problem is, and I agree with all you said, but he throws oranges up there sometimes, big fat oranges, when the heat is on. That happened earlier in this season, and when San Francisco passed the Dodgers, who had that great start, Jansen got lit up for a little while, but they stuck with him. I'm glad they stuck with him. And he seems like just an honorable guy in a very tough position.
Happy anniversary, Mitch Trubisky. On this day 3 years ago, that man the Bears teammates and fans once called Money Mitch.
Yeah,
once,
sure.
Maybe. He threw 6 touchdowns against Tampa Bay. Just one shy of the great Sid Luckman's Bears and NFL record. It was Trubisky's second season in the league, and just his fourth game under new coach Matt Nagy. Trubisky's passer rating in that game was 154.7. That season, the Bears finished 12-4, and Trubisky was 11-3 as a starter and had twice as many touchdowns as interceptions, 24-12. Bears fans probably felt they were looking at a franchise quarterback for the next decade. Now Trubisky is the backup in Buffalo, and Nagy is under the gun for the way he handled Trubisky and Nick Foles, and for the way he is handling rookie Justin Fields. Wilbon, I believe this is where you come in.
Mitch Trubisky could pick up the phone and tell Justin Fields some things. Because Mitch Trubisky has lived with a coach, that coach, who didn't want to coach him, who couldn't or wouldn't put together an offense suited for him. A guy who's known for his offensive work and was hired on that premise. And so he could look at Justin Fields and shake his head and say, son, I know what you're going through because I've been there.
Happy trails, Devin Williams, the Brewers' terrific setup man and last year's Rookie of the Year, will likely miss the rest of the season after breaking his hand by smashing it into a wall Sunday night after Milwaukee clinched the NL Central. Williams said, quote, I went out to have a few drinks, and at my home I was a little frustrated, upset, and I punched a wall, unquote. God. How's that for dumb? Williams leaves behind an 8-2 record, a 2.50 ERA, and 87 strikeouts in 54 innings. He gave up only 2 earned runs in 34 appearances in June, July, and August. Williams set up Josh Hader, and with the two of them, the Brewers are 70-4 when leading after 7 innings. And we should say happy trails to the Cardinals' 17-game win streak. They lost last night to Milwaukee, which I guess qualifies as irony.
Yeah, but they came back and beat the Brewers this afternoon, so the losing streak ends at 1. Tony, between Brandon Belt suffering that broken thumb and this dude and his broken hand, I mean, the Cardinals and the Dodgers have got to be sitting there going, you know what? Things are looking a little better for us right now.
How do you do this? How do you celebrate and then smash your hand into the wall, break
your hand?
He said,
had a few drinks.
Done. How do you do this?
Had a few drinks is the key to that sentence, I believe. Don't you?
Do you think Milwaukee will welcome him back with open arms next year, or do you think that
they'll
be troubled
by this? Tony, I thought about this. My first thought was they should get rid of him now, but they can't. When you have pitchers who can perform in a role like a setup for Hader, I don't know that you can afford to take the hard line approach. I don't know. It's not football. I don't think you can do that.
All right, let's go to the big finish. Lamar Jackson's back has, quote, flared up and has the Ravens in a wait-and-see mode for Sunday's game in Denver. Would you imagine this is a big deal?
This would be a big deal. And the question is, when he jumped in a weird half cartwheel way into the end zone, did that bring this on? I don't know. College football tonight. Virginia at Miami. Are you intrigued?
You know, normally I would be. Not tonight. They're both 2-2. We're going to be presented with a college football game and a pro football game that are not particularly intriguing tonight. Mark Stein reports that Pau Gasol is expected to announce his retirement on Tuesday. Wilbon, I thought he was already retired. Your thoughts?
Tony, I think he's one of the underrated players in the modern history of the NBA. He was the second-best player with Kobe Bryant on multiple championship teams. I put him in my top 75. I'm probably going to take some heat for that. One of the great internationals, handful, single-digit of all time. I think he's an all-time great. Bones McKay will leave the NBC booth to caddy for Justin Thomas. This is a shocker to me. What do you think?
He's a great caddy, and JT's a great player. We need to know more about it. Last one, WNBA playoffs tonight. Sky at Sun, game 2. I imagine you've got the Sky.
It's going to be hard for them to win 2 in Connecticut, Tone, against the best team in the league. But yes, I got Candace Parker and the Sky. Courtney Vandersloot and the Sky.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You'll be watching that game, I hope, Tone. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, you knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.